Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Matt Guilford, and we're going to be talking about a great fundraiser that's coming up. It's called Cookin' for Kids, and it happens on Saturday, December 5th. And Matt has been supporting this organization for quite a few years now. So, Matt, how did you get involved in all in the Cookin' for Kids?
Well, the Cookin' for Kids are two of my buddies. I should say two of my buddies and a wife.
Yes.
And what they did when they started this, it just grabbed my heart, you know. So, of course, always supported it. Tried to help out whenever possible. Spread the word. That's the biggest thing.
Well, and Cookin' for Kids, all the money that's raised helps provide a better Christmas for foster kids.
For foster children, it touches quite a few other, you know, children in Lenawee County, down and out, everybody.
Okay, okay. But all the funds do stay here in Lenawee County.
Definitely.
And Lisa Milliard is very instrumental in this. And, of course, her husband, Haas, and Timmy Cagle are kind of the spearheads of all this. So. The end of the season, summer season, you have a big party, and the funds that you raise help support this as well.
Yeah, we started about 3 years ago. We called it the end of summer party, just to give back to my friends and family and that type. That's how it started. You know, I have a band and just festivities, you know, and unbeknownst to me, when the first year we did this, my friends went around and passed a hat to help me pay for the band and all that. Which at the time kind of upset me because I'm like, this party is for you guys.
Right.
You know, I've partied with you guys all year and had fun, and it's our my way, Karina's my way to give back.
Right.
So I looked at Karina and I says, how about we donate all the money to Cookin' for Kids?
Oh, she was on board, I'm sure.
Oh, she was, you know, tear in her eyes. Absolutely. We got on the microphone, the band microphone, and told people. We were like, you know, thank you guys for passing the hat, but this is our party to give to you guys. We're going to donate all the money to Cookin' for Kids. I think at that point they'd raised like $700.
Right.
As soon as I hit that, it was like we were able to donate $1,200.
Well, everyone has a soft spot in their heart for kids, and you know, especially those that aren't getting necessarily the love that they rightfully deserve, and so you know, not for people not wanting to love them, but not having the means necessarily to
absolutely
to give them just that little bit extra. And so I know your wife is I imagine she probably had tears in her
everybody did. It was, you know, and it was amazing how people reached in their pockets and you know, then the following year happened to roll around.
Okay.
And I looked at Karina and I go, hey, how about, it went over so well, how about making it a little bit of a fundraiser?
Mm-hmm.
Got a hold of Lisa and Doug and Tim, and I says, hey, this is what we're going to do. You know, is that okay with you guys? And they were like, absolutely. So not only that, you know, they both have catering businesses. They came out, catered our party, put it on the invitation. It is a private, you know, party, put it on the invitation that, hey, you know, we are going to pass a hat again, you know, but all the money's going for Cookin' for Kids, and boom, like $2,500 the following year. So it was awesome.
Yeah, that is. Well, and so this year's event, of course, is going to be a little bit different because of the current health issues out there. And so, you know, it is still the first Saturday in December. That's what it consistently has been. It's from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and it's at the Adrian Eagles again on Beecher Street.
Yep.
But there won't be any eating inside this year.
Yeah, no partying, no band, that type of.
Yeah. It's still, you know, open to the public, but they're going to have what they're calling their little elves are going to be there to assist, and they will be actually delivering the food to your car. It'll be like a drive-thru.
Yep. Total drive-thru.
Haas is still cooking the pork and the chicken, and they're probably, you know, still cooking that the traditional way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, not only is it a great cause, the food is incredible.
I know. I have been there for the last couple years, and it is. It's hard to beat. And so, you know, it's the chicken and the pulled pork, and it's all the fixings, and it's just $20 a plate. I mean, you can't get that, you know, going out to a restaurant, and all that, you know, is donated. Which is just amazing, because the cost of all those foods, you know, to begin with. And then, of course, they're still going to have their silent auction, so they'll be doing door prizes, too, and I guess Johnson's Sporting Goods has a shopping spree on the block.
Yep, we're getting some new donations going and everything. It's just, this year is going to, it's a trick, this keeps growing and growing and growing, right, and trying to find a new way since COVID has hit,
right,
that, not to bring up my party again, but this year, you know, with the COVID, we tossed around whether we were even going to have it. Right. And a special donor stepped up to me and says, Gilly, whatever you raise this year, I will match.
Oh, my gosh.
So that put a huge, right, you know.
Well, and there are so many ways to still have events like this safely. And so I'm glad you guys didn't cancel it. I know there's another way that they can make donations this year. So, you know, if you're not able to come to the event, TLC Community Credit Union is a location that they can go in, do a donation, say this is for Cooking for Kids. They can make a checkout, and they can mail it to TLC's P.O. Box 927 here in Adrian, 49221. And, you know, just notate on the check that it's for Cooking for Kids. But, you know, and they have a great Facebook page, too, to find out information. So, you know, I just want to give you and Karina kudos for, you know, for helping to back this event.
It's our pleasure. I can't say it's just our pleasure. Everybody that attended enjoyed it. And, you know, it's a child.
Yeah. I get goosebumps, just you and I talking.
If you, something's definitely wrong if you cannot picture a smile on a child. And that's, and this year, you know, we do need the extra little help, you know, because we haven't been able to do the fundraisers. And, you know, like I said, you know, when the Eagles was open and they helped donate, and we're not going to get that this year.
No. So it's going to be a struggle.
Yeah. We're going to rely on people and, you know, just come out and make some donations.
See what happens. There you go. So, you know, after you hear this program, if you have questions, you can, of course, call the station here and get these addresses and such. But, again, it's Cooking for Kids. It's on Saturday, December 5th from 1 to 5. And WLEN will be there doing a live broadcast.
Awesome.
So thanks so much, Matt. We appreciate all the work you put into this. And Lisa and Haas and Timmy, and, you know, it's just, you know, four people coming together, five people, you know, you're building a massive group, actually.
I was going to say, it's way more than, you know, just a few. There are so many other people behind the scenes, and the helpers, and
the elves this year, delivering to your cars.
So. And the people that are also donating, you know, door prizes to Johnson Sporting Goods and to the big ones.
Correct.
So.
All right. Well, thanks again, Matt. Thanks for coming in and talking with us.
All right. Thank you.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.